Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, this week, Farm Directors Shauna Olson and Mick Kerr are broadcasting live from Dakota Fest down in Mitchell, South Dakota. On Wednesday, Mick caught up with Jeff Katsky, the South Dakota Farm Bureau Vice President, who just got done with a forum at Dakota Fest talking about trade and tariffs.
Well, tariffs are a big topic, but the biggest thing that everybody wanted to talk about was trade.
Okay.
Because everybody's getting frustrated. The USMCA needs to be passed. It's a no-brainer. We've got to get that passed. Mexico and Canada are number one and number two trade partners. And if we can't get along with our neighbors, how do we even go across seas and start dealing with other countries? With Mexico, our biggest exports with them are corn, soybeans, dairy, pork, beef. Very important to South Dakota. And so we've got to get that signed. We've got to get it off of Representative Nancy Pelosi's desk and get it going.
You spent a little time with the South Dakota lawmakers. Hold anybody's feet to the flame today?
Well, there's a lot of discussion, a lot of questions from the audience. Representative Johnson was there, but Senator Rounds and Senator Thune were not part of that, but they had representation there. And they all agree this should have been done. It should be beyond our concern, and we need to move on from this and worry about other trade partners.
Now, there's a lot of people that feel that way. I know Dusty is a freshman, but man, he's a ball of fire. If anybody can get it done, he can.
One thing about it, he is a ball of fire. He's out there. He's speaking on behalf of South Dakota agriculture. He's a great voice for us, and it's good to have him on our side.
And he's on the Ag Committee, too.
And he's on the Ag Committee. His voice is being heard.
Indeed, and I know Colin Peterson is tapping him every once in a while, even though he's on the other side of the aisle, as they say. So let's talk a little bit about your feedlot operation. You drive a truck to Aberdeen every week or so, huh?
Yeah, we've got a finishing feedlot operation where we're buying 500 to 700, 800 pounders, finish them out. And right now, we have the luxury of having that packing plant up in Aberdeen, a majority of our cattle. Go to Demcota up there, and we sure love that less miles of paying that trucking bill. So we're really excited about the Demcota plant up in Aberdeen.
And where did they go before? Where did you have to truck them before?
Majority of our cattle went down to Grand Island to JBS. And then we also went down to a Hastings plant and down to Schuyler, Nebraska, wherever we could get a good market. It's been a while since we've been down to Dakota City to the Tyson plant, but long trucking, big yeah. trucking bills. And so it's nice to have this local packing plant up in Aberdeen.
Yeah, just an hour's drive. That's
you
much
bet.
Better.
We're exactly 60 miles away. So.
All right. This year, growing with, you know, the cattle, all cattle producers, you know, got a little forage, but growing the feed, this is what a challenging year. Huh?
We're very nervous on our feed source right now. We are absolutely excited when Farm Bureau visited with Secretary Sonny Perdue about getting the PP acres moved up to September 1st. But we went out, and on our PP acres, we planted a forage sorghum, hoping that would help offset our forage needs. But with the heavy rains that we've received in August, a lot of that has drowned it out. And now we're struggling on, okay, silage cutting is just around the corner. Where do we go from here? What do we sacrifice as far as corn? Because we put up earlage besides the silage, and we got to seriously sit back and look at what direction do we go? Are we going to have to back down on cattle numbers or just what? So,
again, that was Jeff Katsky, the vice president of the South Dakota Farm Bureau. This is Inside Agriculture.